And now back to Labor Press with your hosts, Neil Chappell and Bill Holfeld.
We're back with more good talk right here on Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz. I'm your host, Bill Holfeld, and alongside me here is my colleague, friend, and extraordinary producer, Joe Maniscalco.
I like those titles.
You like those titles?
Yeah,
titles. We can't give you any more money, but we can give you another title.
Yeah, I can live on the titles.
Okay. So, Joe, who's our next guest?
Bill, we're very happy to welcome Carl Shashura. He's president and CEO of the New York Building Congress. He's actually just taken over a little recently from Richard Anderson. And Carla, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us about the New York Building Congress?
So yeah, I've taken over 7 months ago, so it's been great. We are an interesting group. We are a coalition of people who are building the New York metropolitan area. So, you know, you may think, well, it's general contractors or things like that, but it is. So it's contractors, developers, owners, engineers, architects, universities, hospitals, public authorities, and labor, which makes us interesting because at our table is not just private individuals, it's also members of the labor movement, which is exciting. And it's one of the reasons I took the job, because there are not many coalitions like that out there where everyone's voice can be heard, and that's exciting.
And that coalition seems to be working remarkably well. I think last year the industry generated over $66 billion in revenue. Is that right?
It's in my opinion, the greatest industry that's keeping this region going.
Absolutely. And, you know, long time member, as you know. And Joe and I were talking this before the program. Seriously and adamantly pro-union people, and, you know, we're clear about that, our position on this program, we're going to throw out to you what's going on now with the open shop movement in the construction industry in New York.
Well, let's say two things. So New York is, New York was, New York will always be a union town. That's the bottom line.
Bingo, right?
That's the
good
bottom
answer,
line.
Right, Joe?
My mother, although not a trades union, but was a member of DC 37 for many years.
So is mine.
All right, Local 372. I got to give them a little shout out. And I have to tell you, as a single parent, my father died when I was young. She survived because of her medical benefits. When she got ill, you know, thank God I have not had any out-of-pocket costs because her union is incredible. So unions are here to stay. Let's not hear the craziness that, you know, the construction industry and other industries. Now, having said that, there is open shop. And there are companies, many of them in New York and across the country, who are looking at alternatives. And that is also here to stay. And that's the reality of it. The question for all of us in this world is, how do we make a marriage? How do we ensure that the men and women in labor continue to get the benefits, the medical, the proper wages, the proper security, and by the way, get the jobs and get the work, understanding that there are companies doing open shop, and that's not going to change. That's not going to end tomorrow. So I think the good thing for us at the Building Congress is, while, you know, we can take a position of bringing people together, of starting dialogue, of listening, of working with the trades, working with leaders across the industry. And there's many industries here. It's not just people building buildings. It's the engineers. It's the designers. It's everything that goes into it. And say, how do we ensure that the labor community continues to get the work, continues to build, understanding that there are changes happening? And that's a tough question, by the way. This is not, the three of us are not going to solve this today. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of work, a lot of patience, a lot of understanding. But I think together we can come out of this even better than we are today.
I think it could be. You know, I have deep abiding faith in humanity, but I also at times would be naive if I didn't see, and I'm going to use the word, the greed on the part of some people. You know, how much is enough? You know, $50 million profit isn't enough. I need $80 million profit, whatever it is. And we're talking about crazy numbers here. And I'm wondering, are there not players in this scenario that can't be dealt with reasonably? And that's what concerns me.
I believe I may have a little less faith in humanity than you do, just a little bit.
Okay. That's not a bad thing, by the way.
I agree. You know, you forget I'm from Brooklyn and Sicilian, so those okay. two things make it tough. But I don't think there are really bad players out there. I don't. I think that people maybe are not hearing, they're not listening. Maybe it's time that people really sat at the table and put the rhetoric aside. And by the way, it's in every industry. Look at what's happening in Washington. The rhetoric, the noise. Once people put that aside and they sit down, there's a lot of commonalities. And it may be that all sides need to move a little bit, move an inch or two, and then we come out of this better. But these are good discussions to have. And the nice thing is there's a lot of work out there. Construction industry is booming. Both public, private, residential, commercial, renovations. I mean, there's work out there, and we want to ensure that the work is being done properly, that people are safe, and that labor is getting, obviously, their share of the work.
Well, Carl, before we, like, move into the employment picture, because I think you want to talk about that as well, I'm going to use a phrase that Bill likes to use, and I'm going to push back a little bit on the notion that there are no bad players out there. When you see the amount of debts that we've seen since 2015, over 35 debts, you see the rampant wage theft that goes on in these non-union job sites, I would argue that there are bad players out there, and there are people that do need to be wrapped in a nose because they aren't good actors. Talk more about that.
You know, I like to believe that there are bad apples in everything in the world, including in our own families, our own relationships. There's always something bad out there. But I like to believe that with education, with bringing people together, you can change that a little bit. You can move people, hopefully, into the direction of being better. And I think that's our goal. And the Building Congress, again, is a coalition. We want to bring everyone together. We want to help solve problems. And we want to build the greatest city and region anywhere in the world. That's our goal.
And you know, up to this point in history, the Building Congress has certainly reached that goal, and I have no reason to expect that it won't continue to do so. And you know, I applaud your positive attitude. I see a change in the attitude of, and I'll stay away from the phrase for now. I'll stay away from the phrase bad players, okay? And I'll save that for another conversation for another day. And I agree with you, by the way, that rhetoric needs to be put aside. I remember, and Joe and I have this conversation all the time, that I remember a time where we were much more given to civil discourse in this country. People didn't scream at each other about everything, and people didn't didn't rely on diatribe all the time. They came up with facts and figures and made some kind of rational arguments. And you sound very much like the kind of person that wants to bring that type of leadership to the Building Congress.
That's what I'm trying. Look, I've been an honest broker my entire career. I worked for a guy named Marty Markowitz, who you may have heard of. And Marty left me with one major impression. He left me with a lot of them, but he was always very honest. He never beat it around the bush. He never sugarcoated. If you know Marty, he told it like it was. You may not have liked it. You may not have wanted to hear it, but he told you the facts. And then after that, he said, now let's try and figure out a solution on how to get things done. That's what I'm here to do. You know, the Building Congress has an incredible history. We're going to turn 100 in less than 4 years. I think we need to continue to lead the way and bring all the various groups out there and help change the discourse, help make it a little more rational, and help try and figure out the solution. With the bottom line being, unions are going to continue to build New York. That's the bottom line.
Well, Carl, if there's a new player out there, because I'm sure that all of this building that's going on in New York now is just inviting people from all over the country. So if there's a new player, a new developer, a new contractor that wants to be part of this organization. How do they get a hold of you? How do they find you? How do they join?
Great. Well, obviously, we are a membership organization. I'm proud to say. So I started January 1st. We've added 113 new members since I started, which is a record in our history. They can just check out our website, buildingcongress.com, buildingcongress.com. Check us out. We have memberships at all levels. We have great events. We have great networking opportunities. We have wonderful committees and councils. And we have a great way of bringing people together. We issue some fun reports, and it's really good.
And Carl, just we're going to leave right now. Just give me one figure relating to construction employment.
You know, it's interesting. The last 5 years have been record in terms of construction employment, starts, money being spent on residential, commercial, renovations. You know, one of the things that struck me in the last few months, renovations to office buildings in Manhattan is one of the highest concentrations of work that's happening. So there's work going around, and we want to continue to make New York the leader.
Well, Carlo, on that very positive note, we're going to have to leave it here. I want to thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
On.
Thank
and
you.
I want to thank you for your sense of leadership that you're bringing to the Congress. I know there'll be nothing but good things coming out of that. And we will be right back with
thank
more
you.
Good talk on Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz right here on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Labor Press on AM 970, The Answer.